Blog Talk Radio.
Stepping into tomorrow. How apropos for our program this evening. Oh, by the way, my name is Daryl Clark, and yes, you're at the right place at the right time again. Thank you for taking time out to join us here at Productive News Weekly, and we're going to get right into the program this evening. We have a very special guest, and I know folks are excited about it whenever we have this particular guest on. I'll just put that carrot out for a couple of seconds. I can't help myself because I know folks who did not get the mailer are saying, who is it? But those who did get the mailer are saying, come on, Daryl, get on with it. So without further ado, we're going to bring our special guest, Dr. Glenn Mendoza. Just a little quick, little brief. Dr. Mendoza is a medical doctor specializing in neonatal, perinatal medicine. He's a master pranic healer. For those of you who are familiar with the program, the last 8 or 9 years, You have some understanding of that. He is only one of a handful of master pranic healers in the world. He's an author, meditation expert, astrology specialist, and just a wonderful humanitarian. We can go on and on about his background. But suffice it to say, this evening we have him with us to share some nuggets of gold, I like to call them, of wisdom and knowledge and information. So with that said, we're going to be talking a little bit about astrology, a little bit about a meditation, and a special discourse about the full moon that's coming up very soon. So without, again, further ado, Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza, are you there in studio?
Yes, Darryl, how are you? Thank you. Oh. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, what a pleasure. Always a pleasure. And I know your time is limited. And so I'm going to really, because you're really a partner of Productive News Now, you're more than just a guest. We're just going to sit on the virtual couch kind of and hang out a little bit. Is that okay, Master Glenn?
Yes.
respectfully known as Master Glenn, and just talk a little bit about what's going on. It's been a little while since you've been with us. I think it's been probably March or so. So let us know a little bit about what's going on. Tell us a little bit about, some aspects of meditation and what you've got going on. Maybe a little bit about Taurus. That's a lot for 15 minutes because I know it's 7 you have something going on, and maybe you can share that with us. I know we talk about this, but just maybe we can make this happen. Your schedule's so busy, and I've been wanting to get on your calendar for some of the, some of the training that's going on that I'm missing. With that said, I'm handing this over to you. Talk to us, Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza.
Yeah. First, let's try to hold your hands. Although everybody knows something about astrology already. By and large, when we were born, the exact time that we were born, we have a snapshot of whatever where the planets are. This is what we call celestial bodies. During that time, at the exact time that we were born, there was a snapshot of that. In the olden times, in China and in India, if you could ask your friends, and because even now it goes on, as soon as the baby is born, the first thing that they're going to do is get the time and go to an astrologer. Sometimes these astrologers are actually very wise men, so they could do that. I'll give you a story wherein when the Lord Buddha's father actually was a king of a certain section in India. They have an empire or a clan, and when the Lord Buddha was in the womb, what happened was that the king asked them to have sages, and the sages said either he'll be a great king or he'll be a great sage. Those are the reading. So being a king, and this is your first son, you want to make sure that he'll take over your kingdom. So what the king did was that he never, for the next, I think, 15 years or 18 years of his life, never showed him a couple of things. They never showed a person who's dying, a person who's a dead body, a person who's sick, and a person who's poor. So he had his life like no other. He was trained as a warrior. He was trained as a artist. He was trained in different languages. He was overall trained in different areas. So what happened was that, and they were right, the king wanted him, but in the stars, he was supposed to be a great teacher. So I give the example of the Lord Buddha because we've been doing full moon meditation. During the Taurus full moon, sort of in the constellation Taurus, there's the eye of the bull. I don't know if you have like a saying, may the eye of a bull. It's a common saying that means it's something like it's important. Remember the word bullseye? So that means it's very important. So the Eye of a Bull, there's a certain energy during the Vesak wherein one of the constellation in the bull's eye are actually very active. And let's go back to Earth. So what happened during this time, a great teacher in the early 1900s predicted that in the future we're going to have a world religion. He calls it a world religion wherein all religion will accept it. Remember, we had the meditation last month wherein, for those of you who remember, it was the Easter full moon. Easter full moon is reserved. Guess what happened during the Easter full moon? Ramadan was starting for the Muslims. It was Easter for the Christian, which is a big thing for Christianity and Catholics. And it was also a Seder for the Jewish people. It's a very important thing during the Passover. So three religions actually coincide on that area. During the full moon of Taurus, which will be actually on Monday at 12:14 a.m., it will be about the Lord Buddha. So sort of Buddhism in a certain way, but it's open to all. So during the full moon, this will be like the mother of all full moons. So a lot of people on the spiritual path usually know about this, what we call the Vesak, W-E-S-A-K, meaning a Vaisak, a month in India during this time. So people gather, spiritual aspirants and disciples gather in the foothills of the Himalayas in a mountain called Mount Kailash. But over the years, they were saying was that they gather physically. The Buddhists actually gather there. But actually, it's open for all. And people said that the spiritual disciples or spiritual aspirants who would like to move their spiritual practices could meditate on the Vesak energetically. So there's a lot of energy during this Vesak. So a lot of preparations. That's what Daryl was saying. I'm having a global preparation also for people from different religion, different folks. And we have them just before the Vesak. We've started last week. So we have been preparing. Well, how do you prepare for this full moon? If you ask me now, so what? Well, during the full moon, it's good to prepare yourself physically, emotionally. So you prepare yourself outer preparation and inner preparation. Outer preparation, we exercise, encourage them to exercise. Why is that? I don't know if you remember the Bible in the Garden of Gethsemane. On the night the Lord Jesus was condemned to death, actually they took him, and when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he told his apostles, "Watch over me." I think those were his words, "Watch over me." And if it's your master saying, "Watch over," you'll be alert. But there was so much divine energy that came down when the Lord Jesus meditated that they all fell asleep. The point is, when divine energy comes down, your body has to be strong. So that's why physical exercise will basically physically strong. You could be emotionally strong. So we're doing meditations to prepare. And mentally strong also during the meditation, one. And number two, inner purification, inner preparation. This is done through character building. It's very simple, very simple. When you say character building, you watch how you act, you watch how you feel and speak, and you watch your thoughts. So you watch your actions, you watch your words, and you watch your thoughts. And how many of us don't do that? So we become aware. If we become aware, we see the pattern in our behavior. So those are the things we prepare for that. And we do our meditation, and we do a couple of things. To give you an idea, like disintegrating, we'll ask the beings of light and love and the great teachers to disintegrate some of our negative programs. So in summary, that is the full moon of Taurus. But for in general, what are the qualities of Taurus? Why do we have to meditate? We talked about why do we meditate? Number one, we meditate because it's the peak energy of the month. So for some of you who are born during the Taurus, okay, this is basically April and May. So those who are born between April 20th to May 20th are actually under the second sign of the zodiac, which is the bull or Taurus. So what happened was that during this time, the qualities of Taurus are very strong. What are the qualities of astrology? What are the positive? We just do positive qualities. Number one,
yeah, Glenn, are you there? You know, isn't that interesting, folks? He says number one, and everybody's anticipating, and then did we lose the signal? Was there a cell phone glitch? Because Mr. Glenn is traveling. Dr. Mendoza, we cannot hear you for whatever reason. I don't know if we've lost the signal or something else is going on. No. Okay. See if we can find out what's going on. That's what you get with live radio, folks. We're going to try to reconnect with Dr. Mendoza and see if we can figure it out. So bear with us. We're going to try to figure it out. Yes, I can hear you. The call dropped for some reason.
I could hear you.
Oh, you could?
Yeah.
Okay, we couldn't hear you. I'm going to dial you back.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'll dial you right back in. All right, let's try it again. Let's see if we can get Master Glenn.
Hello.
All right. You know what was interesting about that is it was like a movie. It was a cliffhanger. You said number one, and that's when our audio, you said you could hear me, but our audio, so everyone's like, oh, tongue hanging. I could just imagine the folks out there like, oh, no, no, don't. Daryl, get him back.
The winner, the lottery winner is. Okay.
Exactly.
I was saying with that, what are the qualities of Taurus? The bull is a hard worker. So all of you there who are Taurus, number one, a bull is earthy. So they are practical. They are practical. They are earthy and they work hard. Of all the Taurus that I have, you know, some of them, they could be hard-headed because like a bull, but we're just for the positive, really, just on the positive. The Taurus quality also loves good things. Did you hear what I say? So
yeah.
Taurus has been noticed to love stability, and they find comfort in consistency, the practicality of it. They value honesty in a certain way, and enjoy things that are, how can I say it without luxurious and cozy. They want good things in life. You understand? If you are like that, there's a Taurian in you, like a Taurus type of personality, and they are ambitious. And they have this mental tenacity to do good. So those are the positive qualities. In fact, if you have to look at Taurus, they're so practical that they have those of you who have Taurus, I would venture that you have thought about your retirement. And if you have enough money, you have thought of your family also. That's how good they are in practical terms. Some people, they're in their 60s, they haven't even saved anything for their retirement. But the Taurus do that way before. So what happened? These are the qualities. Ask yourself, do you have these qualities? I don't have some of that. So what happened was that when we meditate during the full moon, so this Taurus characteristics and positive qualities are there. We could absorb it. I would like to absorb the energy of a Taurus. So that's what we're trying to do when we meditate. But the purpose of a full moon meditation also is actually one. My understanding was that we bless Mother Earth. So since there's a lot of energy, my principle, if you want something in your life, you bless something greater than you first, then you ask for a prayer. Does it make sense? Let me ask you. A prayer is actually a selfish way that we are telling God, God, you forgot about me. Could you give me this, please? God, I'm hurting. Please take your move. So it's in a certain way, it's a prayer asking God to rectify what we have, usually negative. So what happened was that with prayer, we ask God for something. And during some meditation, sometimes God will answer. Is that clear? So meditation is important. Number one, meditation, when Daryl and I were growing up, we thought it was just for Buddhist monks, Celestine nuns, and lamas. I look at the Buddhist monk meditating. I said, oh, wow, look, cute. But now everybody's meditating, even the successful people, the successful, profitable prophet and CEOs and executives, they meditate. In fact, my son, who's a very successful executive, he has a program, he calls it JEM. In the morning, he will do this. He will journal what he has done, what he will do for the day. He will exercise and he will meditate. So he said, this is my program. When I wake up in the morning, journal, exercise, meditate. So you know what that means? We journal, we take care of our lives. When we journal, we take care of the things that we need to do for the day, our work, our family, our things we need to do. Exercise means we take care of our physical body. And meditation, we take care of our spiritual body. So look at it this way. We work during the day. During exercise, we physically exercise to make our body strong and healthy. But when we meditate, we do a spiritual shower. So look at it like a spiritual shower. We do physical shower every day, but imagine if we do spiritual showers every night. That's, I think, in a capsule. I'm sorry if I said a mouthful there, but if there are any questions, I'm pretty open to anything. What do you think, Daryl?
I think that was excellent. Excellent primer, no doubt in my mind. There were a couple of things for the listeners, and I'm not able to open the line up at this time because I know that it's hard to do a one-minute question and answer. So I'm just going to say a couple of things. You said WISOC, and for our listeners, I caught the definition, but could you just give a summary again of what that means? You said WISOC means, and I think some folks may have missed
it. WISOC is called a festival. Somehow great teachers did a what they call a spiritual festival. And the spiritual festival actually started in last month. So they call it the Aries Full Moon, which is the Aries Full Moon Festival. Then we have the Vesak Festival, which is actually during this time. And we have the June Festival, which is also called the Easter Festival. So those are the things we follow. It's just the Vesak or Vaisak is the month in India now. So they call it Vesak. It's well observed by Buddhist practitioners throughout the whole world. So
does the word Vesak mean anything particular? Does Vesak that mean?
Actually, some of them, okay, I'll read something for your group. It says, Vesak means beginning. It's a new start. Many disciples and great beings wait for the moment of Vesak to start something new in their lives. Those who are in tune with these cosmic values, energies, and centers try always to renew their life because they know that only in renewing their life can they proceed on the path of perfection. Okay, listen to this. Guess what? One of the things we're blessing right now is we're saying goodbye to actually the COVID pandemic. Do you understand? The COVID pandemic, I think we 3 years ago we didn't know what's going to happen. We just don't have an idea what's going to happen. But now we realize was that we are really saying goodbye to the COVID now. And I think that's a good thing in some form. So we're starting a new life. Remember we say new normal? Why don't we start a new life? Okay. Basically, this is how I say it. During the pandemic, there was a wall in front of us. Talking about walls, there's a wall. We cannot go beyond it. And there's a wall behind us. We cannot go back. Yes or no?
Yes.
So within this pause, within this gap, we were stuck for 2.5 years. And within this gap, we didn't know what to do. So some of us did something in our lives. We prepare ourselves. We did some meditation. We did the 100-day meditation. Some people were just waiting for it to disappear, but some people did something to improve their lives. Some people tried to improve their relationships. Some people tried to learn different things. Do you understand? Make sense?
Yes, yes.
So now without the walls, those who prepare something are better equipped than it was before.
Master Glenn, I know you have to go. You have some activities that are coming up. Can you tell us about the global meditation coming up on Monday?
Okay, we have a global meditation. Actually, it's 12:14 a.m. is the meditation, so it's in the morning of midnight of Sunday to Monday. So imagine how will that be for in the East Coast, at least, for New York time. So we're going to start meditating as a global. There's an article I wrote a couple of years ago. We 30,000 of us meditated 5 years ago. 2 years ago, in the peak of the pandemic, I estimated we were probably 52,000 of us were meditating at the same time. Isn't that fantastic? So there's power in numbers.
And how can they access? Is there access that?
Okay, just go to fullmoonmeditation.us.
So it will be on the Full Moon Meditation
website. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Fullmoonmeditation.us.
Okay. Okay. I can share that as well. All right. So, everyone, that's what we're going to be doing. I'll be sending out some links for that, just as a reminder, for those who might catch the archives after Monday. I'll make sure I send that out and forward that. Master Glenn and Dr. Mendoza, thank you so much.
Thank you.
As I was saying earlier, I know we say it a lot, and let us have some discourse in between so we can kind of expound on some of the things you're doing and some of the knowledge and information that you have to share and just, you know, do the benevolent work that you're doing. So again, as we say so often, try to connect on that way and have that happen. Thank you so much, and
Thank you.
The best to you and the family, and we'll be in touch with regard to, I know I'll be there on the full moon meditation, and we'll talk soon to arrange us getting back together soon.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, that was Dr. Glenn Mendoza, affectionately and respectfully known as Master Glenn, being one of only a few pranic healer masters in the world. Now, you might say, well, what does that mean? Is that like a 10th degree black belt? Well, of sorts, yes, because there are different levels of pranic healing training. I'm a pranic healer of sorts. I would call myself a neophyte, if you will, a beginner. Relatively speaking, though, I have been at it for several years, but Master Glenn has got me on that probably by a few decades, a couple decades at least. And there, as I said, a handful of others who have been practicing it. And he learned from the founder of Pranic Healer, Master Choa Kuk Sui, was his name, and he's made his transition since then, but he was Dr. Mendoza's mentor, and he's the one that came up with the whole principle of that. Now, there are many genres of holistic healing. I mean, we've heard of Reiki. So there's numeral. There's acupuncture, there's acupressure. So there's numerous forms of holistic healing, of which pranic healing is one. And there's much overlap. All of those things that I just mentioned, and I just mentioned three of many. Meditation is a form of healing, actually, and some will use meditation as a part of their practice. In fact, I use meditation as a part of my practice. And if you're interested in more information, you can go to essenceoflifecenter.com. No spaces. So it really comes down to energy. And you've heard Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza, and I, you know, often use the phrase, everything is energy, and energy is everything. So again, there's numerous forms of holistic healing. There's water therapy. There's oxygen therapy. And some of those are more physical, but they all involve energy, in fact. Homeopathy, which is using the energy from a substance in order to bring about healing, is another holistic genre that can be studied. Even massage therapy, to an extent. Now, again, that's something that's somewhat physical, but if the masseuse are using some of the energy channels or chakras as part of their massage, then that significantly involves energy as well. I mean, the power of touch alone. And so whether you're trained or untrained, you can utilize some of these things just from your own. As I said, the power of touch. Tai Chi is another genre of healing. Even yoga to some extent, even though, again, that's more of a physical, but there's an energetic piece to that as well. So I encourage you to focus on the aspects of energy and your wellness. And who of us does not want to be well? So I would dare say we all do, whether we know it or not even, because our bodies have a innate propensity to heal, as I say, whether we want to or not, even if our intentions are skewed due to some life circumstances and we think that we don't want to be along anymore. The body, you know, as long as the heart is beating. In fact, the beating of the heart is a indicator of the body's natural desire to perpetuate. And so I am encouraging everyone to focus on the self-healing. And I'm mentioning this now because, as Dr. Mendoza mentioned, and I use Dr. Mendoza and Master Glenn interchangeably, knowing Dr. Mendoza as a master pranic healing and have been trained directly under him. I refer to him affectionately and respectfully as Master Glenn. As I've trained in martial arts, though I'm not a black belt or even a brown belt, and I've gone through the white and the yellow and the orange and whatever's after that. I'm not sure. I've been practicing, is it purple? But, you know, who you train under has a lot to do with your ideology about the art. And pranic healing is an art. And it also has a lot to do with your skill set in terms of an art. And in martial arts, depending on which master that you've trained under, then you'll have a different skill set and a different ideology in that particular discipline. And so with pranic healing, there are pranic healing centers all over the country. Indeed, all over the world, and there are different levels of pranic healers, of which for master, at the mastery level, see, it's not like a 1-degree master or 5-degree master or 10-degree master in pranic healing, at least not at this point, because it's relatively young. It's relatively young discipline. Its principle of it is thousands of years old, which is energy healing. Indeed, not to be blasphemous, but my Lord and Savior, and that's my belief, not to impose it on anyone, is Jesus Christ. And so I know that as the Son of God, he had, well, in God incarnate, that's the truth of the matter without getting into religious theology, and utilize the energies that are endowed or were endowed for the things he did then, biblically, was his own energy that he brought forth. And biblically, he even speaks to you know, he says, he who believes in me will do what I've done and even do greater things. And so it's to say that we do have the abilities far beyond most of our own knowledge to bring about wellness more than we understand. So again, with this being, as Master Glenn stated, a Wesak time period, a period as he referred to as renewing your life, is what he said Wesak was about. You know, I was reading, speaking of scripture, and because when I'm speaking spiritually, often it's not coming from me, it's just coming in. So I won't try to even remotely limit that. But I was reading a scripture, as I try to read most, if not every day, I would say most days. It's interesting, there's no coincidences in life. I was reading a passage on good Christianship, and it talks about the renewing of your mind, leaving, you know, the things of old, of the world, when I say of old, with the understanding that very possibly or not probably, you know, as we grow up in life, we experience things, and they're not necessarily all good. I don't believe there's any one person. There may be some that claims, he was always a good person, and I always did right. Well, if you want to include the holistic side of a person, thoughts count. So, I don't personally buy into anyone telling me how perfect that they've been, and they've just been lucky to be that. That's my own belief, but we do have the ability to renew our spirits and our minds. And this is a great time period to do that because we're constantly challenged to lose that base of heavenly spirituality. And so we need to consciously work at that, and even folks who I know who are practitioners in various disciplines of spirituality or religion, be it, you know, as he was mentioning, Muslim faith or the Jewish faith or the Buddhist faith or Christian faith, and those who, as I say, are leaders, ministers, pastors, rabbis, and so forth. They have to work at that because of the human nature. So again, this is Wesak, a time of renewal. And with that, we're in a full moon time period, the strongest energetically of the entire year. And so we have an opportunity for those of us who are enlightened, are open to be enlightened, we can utilize that. And then there are certain qualities associated, as he shared with us about this particular full moon, those happens to be qualities of Taurus. And he gave us little tidbits. I mean, for what he said, he could have spoken for 2 hours on those things, breaking them all down. I mean, he talked about Taurus being hard workers. He spent 2 seconds on that, maybe 10 seconds, but he could have broken down what does that mean, a hard worker. He talked about being practical and earthy, and with that, he said that it has to do with also wanting to do good, you know, that practical side, and being ambitious. He said that there's a sense of honesty that is innate in that sign, and that folks like nice things who are in that sign, and there's a sense of stability that those individuals with that Taurus energy embody. And so this is a good time because those energies that I just mentioned, those qualities, they're literally in the ethers of the universe. And it's as though we have a cell phone, or even simpler, we have a television, and we have access to the satellite, and it's a matter of turning the channel and tuning in, because it's there. The signal is there. Those signals, the practical, earthy, stability, honesty, ambition, and wanting to do good, and being a hard worker, those energies are there for us to tap. And the question may be, well, how do you do that? Well, by the renewing of your mind. You know, the mind is a powerful thing. You do many things involuntarily and unconsciously. However, we must be aware of the power that we have with our conscious thinking. So as I speak to you, I have to work at this myself. I literally have to work at this, lest I, in trying to give, I miss out on receiving, which happens. You ever know a person or hear about an individual who's always giving, and then they look around and they're at a deficit in one way or another, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, and we have to work at that in order to avoid that, and no less with me. So I don't want anyone to think that I'm speaking from a place of got it all together and do as I do. From my own perspective, and of course we're our own worst critics, but even beyond that, I believe I have quite a bit of work to do in many, many areas. However, also know the beginning of accomplishment is awareness. And that's why when we meditate, you know, it increases that awareness. So I just encourage everyone to engage in some form of meditation, if it's just being quiet, being still, and breathing. I mean, that's the simplicity of meditation. Being quiet, being still, and breathing. And that'll bring about some of the other benefits, such as relaxation, clearing our minds, focusing on productivity in a blissful and righteous way. Righteous being meaning good. And I believe that you'll find benefit if it's just for a short time each day, just to slow it down and take a break. Maybe before bed, maybe when waking up, maybe on your lunch break. Just being still. Being quiet. Focusing on your breathing, your oxygen intake, and carbon dioxide expelling. So, for those who missed it, the website for the full moon meditation, and as Master Glenn mentioned, this is worldwide. People coming together in one accord, tens of thousands, basically for peace. And there's power in that. There is. And I know there are millions that believe in and strive for peace. And so when you can bring numbers together for that purpose and drawing good energy together, there's good that's going to come out. So again, the website is fullmoonmeditation.us. No spaces, all lowercase. It's not even case sensitive, actually. F-U-L-L-M-E-D FullMoonMeditation.com. .us, FullMoonMeditation.us. And that'll take you to the Pranic Healing website. There's, you know, some information on there about different astrological signs, and learning more about Pranic Healing. And then there's a link there that will enable you to get into the global meditation. And typically, Master Glenn will have a short discourse similar to what he did here this evening, talking about, you know, some topic of wholeness and balance and wellness. And you know, it could be, you know, simply speaking on, you know, our innate abilities through thought. It could be on the power of love, the power of kind and heartfelt and loving touch. But on some topic, he typically has a discourse prior to the meditation, short, and then he goes into the meditation and the purpose, the thought of bringing peace to the world. You know, it says again biblically, where two or more come together, there too am I, and am I is that God presence. You know, by many, in my belief standards, the limitless, most powerful entity, being in existence. And we're saved by our faith. In fact, it's faith that just keeps some people just going. It's just their faith. How many of us have seen the doctors who, or heard of, at least, who have made the statements, I don't understand, where there was a projection or diagnosis of, you know, something disastrous for an individual or individuals, and it turned around without any explanation? Well, I just submit that those things will always happen, and it's just to keep us here, our human, frail beings, in check. Not going to speak much longer. I'm going to close down at 7:30, but I really wanted to focus on us as we move into the warmer months here in this hemisphere, and you know, we'll be getting out more and exposing ourselves to more, so that, you know, prayerfully we'll be well, healthy, and do the best that we can to be well and healthy and happy and prosperous and balanced for ourselves and for our loved ones. So hopefully you'll be on the Full Moon Meditation. And remember, you'll want to go to the website probably on Saturday or Sunday just to find out the exact time. And my understanding is they're actually going to meditate as the full moon reaches its peak, which is, I believe he said, 12:14 in the morning, a Monday morning. It'll be Sunday night going into Monday morning. And it typically goes for an hour or so. And I think you'll feel that energy if you just let go and give it a chance. And if you don't, you can still utilize some of the things that we've talked about here this evening in terms of being well and the power of loving touch. And it doesn't have to be any type of caressing. It could just be a touch on a loved one's shoulder. You know, the studies are there that say, and, you know, who would do a study like this? I don't know. The babies who are not touched don't develop fully. And it makes nothing but sense. I mean, I think most of us appreciate a touch of warmth and consideration and caring even if it's just a touch, like I said, on the shoulder, just to say, I really appreciate you. Not a tap, a touch. Try it. Feel the energy. Not just leave you, but come back to you. All right? So that'll be our homework as we close out this evening. Reminds me of a song. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make the world a better place. Yes, you can. I added that last part to it. Laughter is good. Laughter is healing. So with that said, as we close out this special session, and I know we've not been live in a while, and I know I'm talking to the future, and I say the future because I know that there'll be listeners in the archives, and you'll be listening to me sometime after 7:30, which it is about right now on Thursday evening. So I'm talking to the future. And so with that, I know that we've not been live very often. And I'm doing what innately I believe I need to do. We will, when the time is right. And you may say, well, how do you know? Well, it's one of those things you know that you know that you know. So I am working on the platform. Yes, I am. And it is going to be coming back. And it's going to be more robust, I'm prayerfully believing, than ever before. And we're going to really make some strides with your assistance and your energy and your love. And I thank you for it. And I do appreciate it. Reach out and let me know what's on your mind. You can reach me directly at productivenews@outlook.com, or you can drop me an email personally at daryl_cla18@msn.com. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts. If you have any topics or guests that you think might be appropriate in the future, let me know. Leave your phone number or reach number on that email, and I'll look into it and reach out to you. We'll vet the person because we want to make sure anything that comes on my airwaves, at least, is valid as best we can determine. Well, it's the bottom of the hour, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being there, for Productive News Weekly, for your loved ones, for your friends, your family, business associates, all those whose lives that you touch, the children that you mentor. I just say thank you as we get full swing into spring. Enjoy it, be safe, and be on the lookout for our next live Productive News Weekly. So what do I close out with? What do I close out with this evening? It's always a joy. One of my favorites is knowing that we're really all in this together, and be so good if we could just live that as a race. So let's close out with a little bit of Al Jarreau. He rest in peace. God bless. Talk with you.
got the whole thing working out so right.